Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest is an entrepreneur, inventor, and now author who says that his success has come from taking small steps at a time. And he has laid out this philosophy in his new book, which asks you to take these small steps yourself through understanding the power of two words each week. Mark Madden is author of Two Words to Live By. He lives and writes in Anderson, South Carolina, but today he's in our studio. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
Give us a little bit more about you, about your background. I mentioned entrepreneur and inventor.
Absolutely, Mike. I've been an entrepreneur most of my career. I started two information technology businesses working in the upstate of South Carolina, Greenville, Anderson, Spartanburg. And I've also have patented an invention about 20 years ago, and it was a new kind of pill container for the elderly. And I actually got my 15 minutes of fame when the products were debuted on the Today Show.
This product is still now out there?
The product is no longer out there. I licensed it to a company in Rhode Island, and we had a bit of a disagreement, so...
And disagreement, I guess, is not one of those words in your book.
No, it's not one of those words in my book. We had a bit of a disagreement on the contract, so it was terminated. And unfortunately, the product is not out there. I may resurrect it sometime in the future because the senior market is one of those markets that's not going away.
Tell us how you came to this particular stage in your career as an author.
It was an item on my bucket list to write a book, and I started writing a novel. But then I realized that about five sentences into it that I couldn't tell a story. So I decided I would try and help people out by just writing some items that I try to use in my personal life. I try to live my life in a simple way. The improvement to me comes in short spurts. I think we all want to improve our lives, whether it's in business or it's personal. I think we all want to improve, but sometimes we get overwhelmed by the idea of improvement. You know, it seems like an awfully big thing to do. So I wrote the book to have a simple way of improving your life. And I think we can improve our lives two words at a time.
Well, give us an example of how you work this into a life improvement methodology.
Okay, sure. We'll start off by asking a question. What's your most important asset, Mike? Think about business or personal life. What's your most important asset?
Probably the fact that I'm alive and healthy.
You answered absolutely correctly. A lot of us, when we're thinking about our personal lives or our business lives, you know, we think about our assets. We think about our 401k, our retirement plan. But, you know, your health is really your most important asset. Our two words there are stay healthy. And the idea behind that is you have to do something to either improve or keep your health on a daily basis. And that not only applies to your personal life, but to me that applies in business too. A business's most important asset is the health of their people. We spent over $190 billion on the fact that we've been overweight. That statistic comes from the Harvard School of Public Health.
How about two more?
How about have manners? In this digital age, we seem to have lost our manners. I'm sure you've been in a conversation with someone who, while you're having a conversation, they're more absorbed in the world of their smartphone and they're not really listening to what you're saying. Simply stated, that's just rude.
Guilty. Sorry.
Believe it or not, people will judge you on your manners, whether you know it or not. And they will do that in a business situation or a personal situation. If you have exceptional manners, you will stand out from the crowd, whether it's in your business life or your personal life.
All right, let's wrap it up with two more words.
Okay. The last two words I would tell you would be to give credit. How many times have you been in a situation where a manager has asked his employees to put a presentation together and they've spent weeks on it, and then the manager presents it as his presentation and really doesn't acknowledge his employees? Simply stated, that's wrong. You know, I think if we give credit where credit's due, we're not only being true to ourselves, but we're giving energy to those that we give credit to. We should give credit to the people in our lives who have helped us get where we are, because none of us is really self-made. You hear that word self-made a lot in entrepreneurial circles, but really, is anyone self-made? Can you have a business if you don't have customers or employees or suppliers or even finance people? No. So the word self-made is really a misnomer. So that giving credit goes back to giving credit to everyone who's kind of helped us along the way, whether it's in our business or personal life.
Mark, thank you very much for dropping by our studio today.
Thank you, Mike.
Mark Madden is the author of Two Words to Live By. He lives and writes in Anderson, South Carolina. We will have a link to his book posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us through our social media network with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.